भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भागवतम् page 6 chapter 1 text 63. In the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmin lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of the situation, he always thought of the prostitute. And within a short time, he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmin. Shri Chaitanya Manavesam Shapitam Jai Nabhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Radati Sa Parantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Radha Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the Brahmin became victim of lust. Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samubhavaha. In the Bhagavad Gita, the same point is made. Arjuna asks Krishna, what is it that obliges one to act forcibly, even against one's will? And Krishna explains this kama, or lust, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the conditioned soul, and which, you can say, removes our desire for self-realization. Mm-hmm. So, we have to protect ourselves then from this enemy of lust. But unfortunately, especially in the Kali Yuga, the enemy has entered even into our own mind. It's come into the city, so to speak. If the enemy is outside the city, we may make some arrangement to keep them outside. But here, as we're reading in the previous verse, Arjuna was trying, but because the lust was within, dormant, it was already there. So it came out in the association of this prostitute by seeing her engaged in sexual activity. Therefore, we have to take a very radical method for curbing down this enemy. And what is that radical method is being described here? Kirtanaya Sadahari, to always be chanting the holy name. If we're able to always remember Krishna through his holy name, then this lust won't have a chance to act, to deviate us from our real position. What is our real position? We're servants of Krishna. what is the wrong position, or the artificial position, is that we're servant of the senses. So even if we have intellectual knowledge of this, though, that's not enough. We have to have a realization. Therefore, it's advised, especially young men, you should live as in a gurukul, as a brahmachari, for some time. So he can appreciate this service to Krishna and service to Guru, so that he'll get a better taste on this side. If a young man is trained up for some years as brahmachari, then he'll have something to fall back on, that he'll remember. As a young man, I was serving in the ashram of my Guru, and I felt very happy in that. Simple life. No, not very complicated. I could just dedicate myself in that service. And I was satisfied. So that even when he enters the Grihastha ashram, he won't become the dancing dog in the hand of a woman, like Ajamil becomes in the hand of this prostitute. He's ready to do anything. He goes out and plunders and steals and so on, murders, and just to satisfy her. So this is the degradation, especially a man, is meant to guide his family members, not to be degraded by the womanly weakness. Woman by nature is prone to sense gratification. Therefore, the man is posted as her leader to guide her so that she can also be saved from her lower nature, from her gross selfishness. This is the Vedic system. Man is meant to be the guide. But unfortunately, by influence of Kali Yuga, the women have become more and more powerful in society in general, and then we see that, unfortunately, that same tendency has come into the ISKCON society. So we are trying to, you can say, give people within ISKCON a association of those who are not the dancing dogs in the hand of women. This is our attempt, so that they can save their family members. Otherwise, just like Ajameel, they'll be controlled by the lower nature. This is not something artificial. This is the actual position. Women need to be protected from themselves and protected from unscrupulous men. But therefore, the woman is protected by the father, and then by the husband, and then by the grown-up son. Prabhupada mentions that even a woman may be very qualified by material estimation. She may have so much intelligence, so much power, so much influence. We can see some women are very, very potent. My father was saying yesterday he met such a woman, a real estate agent. But even such qualified women, they can easily be exploited by Ravana class men. It's not that, oh, she's so powerful that she won't be taken advantage of. No, she can be exploited. Therefore, they have to be protected, all from the at every stage of life. This is the Vedic system. And then we'll see, the result will be that they'll be happy because they know they're being cared for, just like the cow. Last time we came home and the cow was so happy to see Hari Prasad. She knows that this person is my well-wisher and my protector. So, in the same way, women and children will naturally feel happy to be protected. We all have to be protected. We all like to be protected because Nicho, Nichanam, Chaitanam, Chaitanam. We're not independent. No living entity is independent. So we're also feeling protected by Srila Prabhupada. This is the process, parampara. So, in such a nice atmosphere, then we can all make progress in Krishna consciousness by sitting together like this, chanting the holy name, discussing these points of philosophy. Then we'll make advancement, a very potent process. We see how Ajameel, just by calling out the name of Narayan, he was saved from this degradation that he had fallen into. So we can also become saved by this Krishna Katha, by this Krishna Kirtan. It's a very, very potent process. And then we'll be successful. The human form of life, there is a purpose. It's not just simply to loiter here. We give the example of on the train. If we're sitting on a nice compartment in the train, first class, air conditioned, somebody's bringing us cold drink, magazine. We won't be satisfied because the purpose of the train is to take us someplace. We're just sitting in the station hour after hour. We'll be inquiring, well, why are we not moving? What is the point? Because there's some journey we have to take. Similarly, this human form of life is a great opportunity we can make progress. If we're just loitering here, enjoying the facilities, the soul will never be happy in such a condition. Therefore, we see such people, they become degraded. Been here, done that, seen that. They're bored. And in their boredom, they become perverted. Just to do anything, to titillate the senses, to get some satisfaction. But it's simply chewing the chewed. But by sitting here like this, as a regular daily function, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna together, then we'll see, actually, not artificial, but we'll actually make progress. And in that progress, we can feel satisfied. This is the real satisfaction. When we are growing in spiritual life, when that bhakti lata beach is growing, and we're seeing that we're making progress, giving up these anarthas, no longer disturbed by the lust and greed and anger, and then we'll really be happy. We'll really feel satisfaction. So the future is very bright for such people who take this process very seriously. And what is the process? It's not very difficult. Come together like this, whether, like Bhakti Guru was saying, whether you're Griha or Rani, just once relish the holy name, and then you can feel satisfied. chant together. So you're all already doing that. I don't have to, I'm preaching to the choir here. But it's good to understand that that this is a very, very potent process. Simply sitting together like this, clapping your hand, chanting, dancing. Don't underestimate the power of this bhakti yoga that Srila Prabhupada has given us, very authorized way. If we take it, we'll certainly become qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. So our future is very bright. Generally, people, they get older, then they become morose because they see the future is not very bright. Now, old age is coming, I'm getting arthritis, I can't work the same way, I can't bring money, therefore the family members don't respect me as much. And so the future is very dark, and so we see that. They become, they try to escape that by intoxication or sleep, or they become senile. That's also another way of escaping this Alzheimer's disease and all these things. But you won't find the Vaishnavas like that. As they get older, they become brighter because their future is very bright. And so they're happy. Old age is no longer a calamity for such souls who are making progress. Okay. Maybe Vatsal will speak a word or two.
I just like that. I heard that verse in L.A. They read it after the Mangala Arati one time. And, you know, they're reading from Namamrita. And I just like that part about the power of the holy name protecting one from...
In the purport or the verse?
Yeah, last line in the purport.
Yet if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he will be safe without a doubt. There are so many dangers in the material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any moment, but if one keeps oneself. There's a story we heard, I don't know, I didn't hear it directly from Prabhupada, but that Prabhupada was, you know, Prabhupada was very handsome. He really was, his face. He was going from Bombay to Calcutta to come to America. Like just, the ship was leaving from Calcutta, but he was living in Bombay, so he was taking a train. And a prostitute approached him on the train. Beautiful young prostitute. And immediately Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then she was scared and she...
Have you ever heard this story?
I heard that story.
I've heard this story too, and I don't know if it's valid, but it sure sounds like it. When Prabhupada was asked one time, so Swamiji, like some reporter or somebody, Swamiji, what can you do? Can you levitate? Well, Swamiji, can you walk across water? He says, no. So they asked several questions like that. They said, well, Swamiji, what can you do? He said, I can sit in a room alone with a beautiful woman and not be disturbed. That was the answer.
But the way I heard it, it was like, the reporter was asking, why are you sitting in a big seat like that? It was at the airport. Some reporters were there. And everybody's off bowing down to you and offering you garland and so on. You know, who are you? It was like, he was like man to man, he was saying to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada could understand his mind, and so he immediately said, yes, the difference between you and me is that in a room full of naked women, I won't be disturbed. That's the way I heard this story. But then like, this guy's, his friend started laughing. Because they knew that he couldn't do that.
So just think, Maharaj, in this case, like, this was a Brahmin seeing these Shudra and Shudrani embracing, and their bodies were smeared with different things. But for the Brahmachari, or even for whatever, the Grihasta as well, for any man, in this age, this is a daily occurrence. It can happen thousands of times, just seeing billboards, buying groceries, whatever. So it's a degraded age. It's... it's difficult.
Yeah, therefore we have to protect our brahmacharis, especially right. If we can, you know, by even an association. We don't send them out to the naked dance club to sell books or something. Right.
How much does it have to do with past advancement? Like I was thinking 7-8 years as a brahmachari, I was caught up thinking, yeah, I'll just, you know, remain brahmachari, then someday I'll take sannyas. But I wasn't able to do it. You were able to do that. Is it because of past, you know, engagement in devotional service? One has some, you know, more advancement from the past life, therefore some remembrance of the foolishness of material existence. How does one understand that?
Oh, you can say it's also Leela. Krishna wanted to have you produce nice children.
But one may see this, like Ajamya, one Brahmin may see this and like him become degraded. Another Brahmin may be going to collect, like he was, for articles for worship, and see and just turn around Hare Krishna and go on to the service. So,
yeah, that's we discussed that, I remember, back in Grass Valley with Gopal.
Uh-huh.
You were there, I think. This point about karma. So the quote we found was that Prabhupada says, no, it's not karma. It's your desire. In other words, even if you're the most sinful person, if you really want Krishna, then Krishna is stronger than Maya.
But it seems like there are people, aren't there, that we talk about agyata sukriti, that people get some by giving a donation to a devotee, even for a flower, or maybe take a book and never read it, or take a little.
Oh, you have to have some devotional credits.
They get some credit, and by that,
but not, it's not actually karma though. It's
no,
devotional.
Because but somehow by that experience, the having that getting that sukriti, then it seems like that more or less qualifies them to take up devotional service at some point on a, you know, on a more practical basis. So I'm just wondering if it's if a person has more pious credits from the past life or did more service, or this probably says the whole.